Unit 7. A Day Out. Section 1. Task 2.
In the coming week, and a few exhibitions that I'd like to highlight. The exhibition at the Cleveland Craft Centre shows the work of Philip Webb, an architect from 1831 to 1915, whilst at the Kirk Leatham Old Hall you can see the picture book exhibition until June the 24th. And in Hartlepool, the Grey Art Gallery is showing two photographic exhibitions, the first on experimental photography and the second called Nicaraguan Photographs by Bob Anderson.
It's bonanza time at the Carnaby Raceway this weekend. Don't miss the social highlight of the season, the Meet the Riders disco dance at the Spa Royal Hall, Bridlington. 8 till 1. Competitions including Miss Wet T-shirt. Tickets £2 available at the door. Come and meet the country's top road racers.
Come to Auto 66 Club's biggest ever motorcycle road race meeting this Sunday at Carnaby Raceway, Bridlington. See the works Hondas of Australian Wayne Gardner, Roger Marshall and Joey Dunlop battling with the factory Suzukis of Mick Grant and Rob McElney. Major National Solar Championship plus the amazing sidecars. You've seen them on TV, now the superstars come to Carnaby Raceway, Bridlington, Sunday at 12:30.
News now of a fashion show which is taking place tonight at Winterton Rangers Football Club at 8 o'clock. Admission is 50 pence, and that includes refreshments. They've got a cake stall, they've got a raffle, and all the proceeds will be going to the Fire Service National Benevolent Fund. That is well worth supporting. A fashion show at Winterton Rangers Football Club tonight, 8 o'clock. Admission 50p, including refreshments, and all proceeds are going to the Fire Service National Benevolent Fund.
Section 1, Task 4.
The city of York got a royal visit today when Prince Charles arrived to open the latest tourist attraction, a 10th century Viking village. Jorvik is a £2.5 million reconstruction of a Viking settlement which has taken more than 2 years to develop. Since its opening to the public a month ago, 60,000 people have visited the site, and the organisers are extremely excited about the response.
Section 2, Task 2.
The site itself produced a very different picture of the Viking than the general one we have. Here we saw the Viking man in the street and not the Viking man in the ship. Not the Viking pirate, the raider, but the Viking trader. So this was a totally new idea of the Vikings as entrepreneurs, as commercial geniuses, as many of them were.
Section 2, Tasks 3 and 4.
There was local trade, and then there was international trade. They were bringing in wine from the Rhineland, or jewellery from the Rhineland. They were bringing amber from the Baltic to make into amber jewellery. So quite a wide range of contacts. Some of those are just luxury products for consumption here. Some of them are raw materials to be turned into things in Coppergate by the craftsmen. But they were enjoying a very comfortable standard of living, with nice houses, nice things to use, good food. They would be very comfortably off by our standards.
Section 2, Task 6.
There was so much excitement about the village buried at the heart of York that it was decided to reconstruct a whole street and people it with life-size models of Vikings at work. Visitors go round the street in small, electronically controlled cars which the staff say travel through time into the 10th century.
Section 2, Task 7.
Okay, we've arrived in Jorvik now. 948 AD. Well, this is the person who makes wooden bowls and things like that. And look at those enormous eggs. Fish.
Oysters.
Mm. What are they doing? Oh, it's the shoemaker. He makes leather shoes. And what's this man? Oh, he makes jewellery, yes. He's got some nice things. Oh, what's he doing? He's making something. These are all workshops where people make things.
Now let's go inside one of the houses.
Oh.
Life centers on the hearth.
We get
talking, cooking, eating, sleeping, and playing all go on in the one room.
Oh, we're going into a house now.
Yes.
This is the hearth. The hearth is means the fireplace. Everything happens in the same room. She's making bread, I think. There's a man talking. Oh, this is a loom. A loom is a thing for making, for weaving wool, for making cloth.
Very interesting.
Behind the houses, there is the pigs root around here. Rubbish is dumped in pits. And the looms are just cesspits, holes in the ground. This old chap's trying to use one.
Is that a pig in there?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. This is the cesspit. It's the Viking loo, a Viking toilet. The man in the toilet doesn't look very well. I think he's been drinking too much. Doesn't smell very nice. Here's the boat coming in. There's a wool shop.
Look, the old girl.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the
anchor? It's a strange anchor.
Mending net, action sails, preparing the boats before winter sets in. Okay, a Viking boy, listens to tall tales of the travels and adventures of his father, Oliver, and his grandfather, Captain.
There's two fishermen telling stories to a young boy. Telling him about their adventures on the sea and everything.
As we go into this fisherman's hut, we can hear the evening sounds of the city as the people of Jorvik make their way homewards to the waters of their minds.
Now, this is a fisherman's hut. Now we're coming back to 1980. This is the archaeological excavation work.
Section 2, Task 8.
On the right, skins are pinned to the wall, and on the left, there's a bench where obviously a Viking would be working on the leather. From time to time, Magnus Magnusson's resonant voice speaks through a loud speaker behind your ear with a commentary. Presumably this was a couple of kids trying to sell me something, I'm not quite sure what. There's so much going on that even with Mr. Magnusson talking in the background, it's a bit tricky to know what the people are doing. On the right at the moment there's a loom where people, Vikings, would have woven wool. And behind me there's a domestic hearth scene with people cooking bread on an open fire. Coming up on the left is the cesspit, and apparently this has got a real special effect in that you can smell it as you go past. Yes, I can smell something. Yeah, it doesn't smell very nice at all, in fact. And the man sitting in the cesspit has got a very red nose. It looks like he's having a hard time. A little further, we came across a fishing boat with men singing as they worked. At the end of the time tunnel is a display of Viking buildings, wattle and wood, twisted and woven to form the frames of walls. And then the time travel is over.